Oh, man. I usually don't feel like doing yoga right now, babe. I'm just so tired. Like, even talking about it is making me I was just, like, waiting all day to have you make me come like that. I just couldn't wait earlier. But I feel like I maybe overestimated how much energy I had left. This is me being pretty poor at time management again, isn't it? Oh, I just noticed you rolled out the yoga mat for me. You're so fucking sweet. First you make me come and then you roll out the yoga mat. What did I do to deserve such a perfect boyfriend? Oh, man. I really don't feel like doing a class right now either. I don't really want to listen to anybody talk if it's not you. I mean, I don't know. Do I want to listen to you talk either? Or do I just want to listen to myself talk? That's probably what this is going to end up as, huh? I mean, you should just sit there and watch me, right? Because this is for me, it's not for you. And honestly, some people would pay for this. To watch me bend, to watch my ass. Some people dream about this. Some people cry themselves to sleep because they don't have this. So appreciate it. Appreciate me. And sit down, shut up, and watch me do yoga. Oh, that made you blush. Oh, you silly little slut, as usual. What if I acted like a slut right now, though? What if I took off my skirt? You want to see my thong? I didn't hear you. All you did was nod. Do you not know how to use your voice? I said, do you want to see my thong? Okay, good. I can't believe you didn't have that kind of enthusiasm 5 seconds ago. Okay. I have a way you can redeem yourself. A little guessing game. Guess what color it is? No, you stupid fucker. It's not red. The clothes. Okay, now you've got it. Good work. Yes, it's pink. Such mental brilliance warrants a prize, doesn't it? Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, look at you. Your reactions are always so cute. Okay, I have to focus, and I can't let you distract me from my progress, okay? You see, I like this routine for bedtime. It's really relaxing. Can't wait to go take a shower and then lie in bed with you after this. I'll be all nice and at maximum flexibility. Oh my god, get your head out of the gutter. I meant for comfortable sleeping positions, of course. I always start with something called the Garland Pose. I think you've seen this one before. In a couple different applications, actually. Yeah, it's a very versatile pose. Basically a low squat when you lean forward. Just hovering over the mat like this. Start by relaxing my feet, feeling that release all the way up my legs, my thighs, opening up my hips, and then I bring my arms in front of me. A little balance action here, see? How's my form? You're so pervy. No, you have to sit and stay right there. I know you wish your face was under me right now. I'm basically considering this practice for later, when you're lying in bed and I can climb on top of you. I won't be wearing this long then, that's for sure. Now I'm distracting myself. Okay, closing my eyes now. Can't see you, so I'm gonna have to assume you're controlling yourself, right? Don't let me down. Good, 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 good. I'll stay here for, I don't know, like 5 breaths. I have to make sure I'm keeping my chest up really strong and proud, you know? A natural push-up bra. This feels good. My hips and my inner thighs feel like they've been massaged. Move on to my next pose now. It's called Rabbit. On my knees, leaning down. And my ultimate goal here is that I'm trying to get my head on the ground. Do you like how this one starts? Just on my knees, bending over like this. How do you like the view from over there? Getting hard to focus on what I'm saying. Oh, am I feeling as a yoga instructor? Of course I have to ask you a bunch of questions. It's all part of the learning process, the spiritual experience. If you're not going to stretch with me, you have to at least absorb some lesson, right? I'm going to rope you into this next time. And I know you're a good listener, right? You love listening to me talk. At least I hope. Oh, good, good. I knew I could trust you. Alright. Time to put my head down and really bend deep. And this time, try hard not to picture putting your face behind me. I know it's gotta be so hard to handle seeing this. And the funny thing is, you know, I'm just sitting here peaceful and unwinding. And I don't know, I feel like you're pretty wound up right now. Quite a difference in energy, huh? Man. Okay. Deep breaths. We can just close our eyes if we want to. I probably will. Breathe in deeply and count to 10. Just relax. Feel everything in your body, every nerve, every sensation. Be totally present in what you're experiencing. Locate where you have tension and let yourself release it. How'd that feel for you? Where'd you feel the tension? Did you release it? Oh, really now? Well, I'm glad you were able to control what's barely hiding in those sweatpants, huh? I think you did release something, babe. I'm not gonna pretend I can't see the pre-com. Well, do you see my little wet spot? Oh. So you didn't have your eyes closed the whole time, huh? I guess I can't say I'm surprised. I did say you had the option. I didn't say that you had to take it. But, you know, I'm pretty glad my hands are busy as I do this. I don't have to fight very hard to not touch myself right now to deal with how good I'm feeling. But you? You have to just sit there with that awkward problem. You weren't even touching yourself, but I didn't tell you not to. You just know the rules now, huh? Well, I think I'm ready for the next pose. Fish pose. I think, I don't know, maybe it's called that because you kind of look like a mermaid while doing it. I feel like I've seen this pose in, like, Sports Illustrated swimsuit editions before. You know, where they lay on their back with their chest up, shoulders back, head resting backwards. It seems like almost too glamorous for a yoga pose, honestly. See? I'm staring right back at you right now. And you can look down my shirt. I bet you wish you could just take a picture right now, huh? You'll have to settle for a mental picture, though. Do you like looking at my toes stretched out like this? I went to go get a pedicure the other day, remember? Do you like the color polish I picked? It's really funny. It's basically matching my panties right now, huh? Why am I so accidentally coordinated? Oh my god. You're distracting me. Or I'm distracting myself, but you're distracting me, distracting myself, distracting both of us. Okay, focus, 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 focus. I'm preparing for a shoulder stand. Big shoulder stand, it's hard. You gasped. I mean, it's not as crazy as it sounds. I kind of just, like, get on my back. Like this, see? And then I bend my knees, put my hands below my lower back at my hips, and then... See? Isn't that cool? My legs are totally straight up. Gotta make sure I'm pointing my toes too. I gotta wiggle them. And see, this pose, it's all about balance, breathing. Maybe one day I'll be able to do a headstand too. Walk around like an acrobat. That'd be fun. I perform for you all the time. It might be a party trick too. You know, babe, I'm kind of glad you're here to talk to me. It's making it easy to let go of everything. Tell me if you don't see me engaging my abs enough, okay? I'm supposed to be really using my core to hold up my legs. It kind of reminds me of something I want to do later, too. Oh, really? You can't guess? Well, when I put my legs up on your shoulders and grind into you, of course, that requires a very strong core. And this is a great way to build up for that activity. I mean, it doesn't say it in the yoga videos, but I can fill in the blanks. Oh god. The stretch feels so good on my lower back. It's just like when you fuck me. I'm not even kidding. Okay, well, the next pose is, don't laugh, it's called the plow pose. No, I said don't laugh, it's P-L-O-U-G-H. Okay, observe. I have to bend my legs backwards, over my face to behind my head, still keeping my toes extended. Yeah, it's supposed to look like this. I'm not just showing off for you or anything. Well, I mean, okay, I'm showing off a little bit. But for this pose, yes. Yeah, my butt is supposed to be straight up for you to look at. It's like a lucky plus for you. I'm going to take some deep breaths again. I'm going to close my eyes. I don't care whether or not you close your eyes, but this is my last pose. I can see how hard you are right now, babe. I feel like you might be about to blow, huh? Do you think you'll be able to save it? Or are you gonna mess up your undies real bad? Okay, well, think hard about your answer. I do need your help really quick, though. Come over here. Grab my panties and take them off. But don't touch anywhere else on me, okay? Got it? Don't touch yourself either. I'm fucking trusting you. Look at me. Look at me. Do not touch anywhere on my body unless I tell you to. Yeah. Yeah, just peel them off. I mean, you can look if you like. Just no touching. Feels nice. I can spread out my legs real far. Look. Oh, man, you're really struggling, huh? Well, I'm just gonna do a few more breaths and then we'll be done, okay? That's it for the night, okay? Wait. Oh my god. Oh my god, dude, look at your pants. Oh god. Oh my god. I can't say I didn't expect that to happen. Yeah, you better fucking apologize. Actually, you know what? You know what, babe? I'm not okay with this. I did not tell you to fucking come, and your apology is bullshit right now. You're using your mouth to form fucking words to apologize to me, but you're not getting on your fucking knees, putting your mouth on my fucking cunt, and licking me until I fucking come again. Why aren't you already doing that? Why aren't you already fucking doing it? Good, good. Good boy. Why did I have to be mean to you? Why are you making me be mean to you? Get on the fucking ground quicker next time, okay? And then I won't have to speak to you like this. But right now, do you see my cunt? Do you see how it's fucking glistening? I'm so fucking wet. I was so wet the entire time I was doing yoga. But unlike you, I'm patient. I breathe through it. I breathe through temptation and you sit there like a little fucking pig and eat it all up. You come in your pants. Did I come in my pants? No, I was just wet. And you were wet too. You were full of fucking pre-cum all over your fucking panties. Yeah, they're fucking panties. When you wear them and cum all over them, they're panties. I think you know what to do now, you little slut. Put your tongue up against me and start licking. Start licking right fucking now. Start licking my fucking cunt right now. Oh, good boy. Finally. Finally, you do something good. Oh my god. Oh my god. You're such a good boy. Just to eat pussy. Oh my god. I've taught you so well. Oh, you lick so perfectly. It's like you're fucking magnetically connected to my clit. Oh, how do you always find it immediately? How do you always find it perfectly? How do you always make me come in like 5 seconds? Oh, fuck. I feel like I could come all day. I feel like I could come forever with you. Oh, fuck, I love you so much. Oh. Now say thank you. Now say thank you to me. Because you love it too, right? You love it. You fucking love my cunt. And you fucking... Boy, you say everything I tell you to so perfectly. You're so good. Okay. I think it's time to finally take a shower, right? Do you want to join me? I think you look a little sticky right now, right? I know I am. Plus... ugh. Your face is so sloppy wet. Can I taste it? Not to toot my own horn, but I taste pretty good. I love you too. And you're welcome. You're the fucking best little slut I've ever met.